You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess that you can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone.
Good Wednesday morning to you. McNamara here. That's right. Hope you're having a good morning so far, wherever the hell you are. Actually, it's for the forces of righteousness and goodness, it's already a good morning, right? In Austin, evidently the bomb maker blew himself up, being that piece of shit that he or she was. Evidently, it's a guy. Women tend not to do things like this. As police evidently closed in on him, blew himself up. So that's good. The other good thing is, do you remember the teacher in the Pico Rivera district of Los Angeles that called people in the military scum and all that kind of stuff? Remember that guy? Just got fired from his job. So, you know, in a day and age where it seems like there's a tsunami of what? A tsunami of shit that comes out the planet every day by people all with their own specific agenda, people who don't honor their oath. You know, and the whole litany of those idiots. In the last 24 hours, we've seen a city council in Los Alamitos, California, stand up and say, you know what? We reject the notion that we won't cooperate with the federal government. Yeah, in California. How about that? So miracles can happen. And hopefully that's the first in a series of communities that say, hey, we reject this garbage. We're a nation of laws. So that happened yesterday, and then Monday night? Yesterday, you had a security guard intervene in a shooting situation in Maryland. Unclear whether the school resource officer, whether his round killed the suspect or the suspect died, the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but regardless, his prompt action in the face of that saved lives. And that's the requirement. The requirement is to act. Stands in stark contrast, sadly, in Florida, and reminds us of the need that schools need to be made safe. All right? The whole Second Amendment issue, and let me tell you, these protests by students around the country, you know, should be about make the school safe. They shouldn't be about guns, as Andrew Pollack tells us. That's a different debate for a different time. There's 300 million guns out there, okay? So if somebody wants to get a gun, they'll get a gun by hook or crook. So that can't be the issue unless it becomes a politicized issue. The issue is make our schools safe. That there has to be an officer, somebody armed on the premises. Unless you as a school district want to roll the dice with the lives of your students. You don't have that right. You don't go to pick up your kid at the morgue in a body bag, okay? That's not the way it works. And sadly the world has changed, okay? But it's not the world the way you want it to be. It's the world the way it is, and you got to deal with that. So, yeah, so yesterday he interviewed. That was good. And then bomber shitbag, he blows himself up. So, So again, keep our fingers crossed that that there are no more explosions in the vicinity of Austin. And so, yeah, a series of good things. And then, Mr. Key, imagine the absolute, and this is to me what's wrong with education, is that this jackass feels like he can say that kind of inflammatory things, those kind of inflammatory things are acceptable in a high school. I mean, it's stunning. That's okay. But if you stood up and when people were talking about rights and what they deserve, blah, 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 and you said, hey, don't ask what your country can do for you. Come on, what is this? Ask what you can do for this country. That's what you should be about. Hey, Mr. McNamara is losing his mind in class. He said that we should be serving the country. The country should serve us. What kind of craziness is that? Yeah, relatively famous quote.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
There's no Democrat in their right mind that would say that shit in a speech today. None. And I'm not hating on Democrats, because Democrats are people too, and you're neither good nor bad by your label. You're good or bad by your conduct. So, and your ideas. So anyway, good stuff in the news today. It's Wednesday, so we're gonna do today's battle study day, and one of the most. How would I phrase this? One of the most, I'm even struggling to talk about it in terms of how do I say it appropriately. One of the most controversial deployments in Marine Corps, inside the Marine Corps, and this is kind of pulling the curtain back for everybody who's not on active duty or in the Marine Corps or hasn't been in a while. One of the most controversial deployments that a battalion has made in, you know, the last 10 years was 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines deployment to Sangin in 2010-2011. Why controversial, Mac? They certainly, you know, they certainly fought and they certainly were bloody. The controversy comes from 3-7 didn't have those casualties before them and 1-5 didn't have those casualties after them. So what was going on up there? What were they doing that was different, that where they incurred so many casualties? Did they not have their shit together? So if you've ever been a member of 3-5, I mean, you've heard all this, you know. I have a son that reported 3-5 and got told, hey, look, half the Marine Corps thinks we suck, the other half thinks we're good, you know. So you'll learn that you're gonna hear that. And I want to prepare you for it. So, interesting, yes? So, you heard Captain Joe Patterson talking about Sea Dragon 2025 initiative and the role of 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines in the proofing of technology concepts, manning concepts, school concepts, and then deploying with that, the whole battalion did. So Joe, in his previous life, was a rifle platoon commander in 3-5 during their Sangin deployment. So our battle study today will be about Sangin. And he'll give you an orientation on the battlefield, what life was like for them on a daily basis, how the enemy fought them, the IEDs they saw, the supporting arms they were able to use. And then he's going to walk you through an op that they did that integrated the Afghan National Army into the operation. And you're going to hear from him, just lessons learned on the battlefield. So Captain Joe Patterson will join us again. And the maps will go up on the website here shortly so that you can follow along should you so choose to do that. So anyway, on a Wednesday morning, hump day. Good morning to you. The other good thing going on is big tech needs to get brought to heel. That is Facebook, Google. Yeah. The days of and again, make no mistake, they buy, just like any other major company, they buy influence. Okay? They buy influence. Just like Apple does. And so, just like any large corporation does. So, so I think it's important that we see that for what it is. Facebook is the conduit through which Russia manipulates public opinion around the world. And so I think gone are the days. And the same thing for Google. I keep saying George Orwell, jaw would drop if he knew that there was some entity out there that knew everything you did. For instance, just recently, I want to say within the last month or so, every time my alarm goes off, I get a weather update from Google. Right? When my alarm goes off at 5:30 in the morning, within 60 seconds, Google gives me a weather update. And then I think within 15 minutes, I get a traffic update of traffic in my area. I don't ask for that. Google monitoring my life, giving me what I need. Big brother. I mean, it's scary. And you agree to all of it when you download their app, right? The little screen comes up that nobody reads. Yes, onto business here. So, big tech's a problem, and it does need to be reined in, and it does need to be regulated. And so this whole notion that no, if you regulate us, if you make us smaller, you know, it diminishes us and we'll just have to go someplace else. Well, you know, maybe go someplace else. Go someplace else where they don't protect your intellectual property rights and see what happens to your business. Where when you sue somebody, they will laugh at you. Go there and see what happens. So anyway, we're going to check some news headlines because there's a bit of it. We'll do that. At the bottom of the hour, Joe Patterson's going to join us, and we're going to talk Sang. And again, controversial in the Marine Corps. You know, what was going on? You know, was it a case that, you know, the enemy had a boat and they exercised it? Did the enemy surge in the area? So it's that's not the focus of the battlefield study, but it's why Sang why Sangin continues to be a trending topic in the Marine Corps, because there's a variety of opinions about what happened there. So anyway, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Hua. A little bit of audio here about that's come out of some media events this morning relative to the bombings in Austin. And let me just say this: I hope the FBI had a prominent role in getting to the bottom of this quickly. Okay, and I hope the people that do technology for us, people like Google, lent their technology to stop this crime. Okay. And I hope, well, you'll hear people talk, but they released a picture of the suspect. He's a white male. His name is Mark Anthony Condit. There's pictures of him dropping a package off at FedEx. He's wearing a wig and a hat. And other than that, when you see the picture of him, he looks like any young working yuppie on the planet. White dude, short hair, blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, you'll hear a little bit of audio coming up here in a minute relative to that. This is dedicated to the school board and Pico Rivera for firing a stupid-ass teacher. Well done, boys and girls. Congratulations.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I have an awesome article news article that I want to share with you. It's hilarious. It has to do with homeless people. All right, raining with a mix of snow in Quantico. Nice. Quantico sucks, man. The weather there just miserable, except for about April, May. Once you get to June, hot, humid, buggy. And then September, October, pretty nice. November cools off and it's rainy, wet, nasty. Yeah, it sucks. All right, Quantico, snowing with a mix of rain and 32. with a couple of weather advisories that are going in on the East Coast for their nor'easterner at Camp Lejeune. Clouds in 42 in Granbury, Texas. It is mostly sunny in 45, so Mike should have a nice day today. Big Timber, Montana, 32 early in the day, so they'll get in the 50s at least with clouds. 29 Palms warmed up to sunny and 52 degrees. Camp Pendleton, report sun and 46. Okinawa, still along the coast. We're in the 60s, man. We're not even in the 70s anymore. We're in the 70s all winter. Spring comes, we're in the 60s. Doesn't make any sense. Okinawa, weather warnings, clouds and 60. Marja, which is just a little bit south of Sangin, that will be the subject of the program today, warming up. It is dark, clear, 71 degrees. At the Allmarine Radio Studios, mostly cloudy, 56. Feels like 55. Yeah, the wind chill kicking in. Looking for a high, though, of 72 today with clouds. Tonight, rain in 61. Tomorrow, rain in 64. Friday, clouds in 64. Garbage. Garbage. I tell you, garbage. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I got some news headlines, and then we're off to battlefield study today because it is Wednesday. Captain Joe Patterson just gave up Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, joins us. He's a 1st Lieutenant, Rifle Platoon Commander during that fight. So he's going to share his thoughts, and we'll walk through an operation in Sangin with him. And you'll find it interesting. It's an awesome, another battlefield study that's extremely compelling. All right, so whatever you do, don't be a dope. Don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio coming up after Bob Nielsen and his explosion. Oops. You know what? I'm such a bozo. Honestly, when you have audio files and you're not really thinking about what you're doing, you do stupid stuff like you move them or you rename them. Yeah. You move them or you rename them. And then what happens is when you go to play them, guess what isn't there? Oh, that's right. That would be the spot that you just moved or renamed. Yeah. And so then when you go to hit the button, it doesn't play, which is what just happened. So, this is called filling. Oh, wait a minute. I screwed that up. All right. So this is called filling as I unscrew myself. All right. The unscrewing is done, and here you go.
Hey! All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
One, two, three, up! My baby don't mess around because she loves and throwing my notebook show. But does she really want to put me back to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling because I'm gone alone and killing me right now.
Happy music. That's a pretty funny song. Anyway, Austin Bomber suspect Mark Anthony Condit blows himself up as the SWAT team approaches. Why do you want to kill people with bombs? You know, it's all right. Here's the police chief from earlier today. This is Austin Police Chief Brian Manley.
Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle. The suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well.
The suspect
is deceased and has significant injuries from a blast that occurred from detonating a bomb inside his vehicle. This investigation is still underway, so we cannot say that this was an individual acting on their own. That's why this investigation will continue through the day or days coming.
Without naming the suspect, can you give us at least some biographical details? Rough age? Was he an Austin resident?
The individual involved in this incident was a 24-year-old white male, and we're not going to give out any information regarding his residence.
There you have it. So that was the chief of police early this morning, before the sun came up, and getting this news out to the nation, and most importantly, the citizens of Austin, Texas, and the citizens of Texas in general. So, and again, so you know, what was his malfunction, and why was his life so difficult that he had to start killing innocent people? Particularly that young kid, you know, that was killed. It's just, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? Come on, what the hell? You know, so what was so wrong in this dumbass's life that he had to do this? Just sickening, you know. Your life is so bad, you don't even know bad. Yeah. Want me to get up on my high horse again? No, Mac, not again. Yeah, if you live in the United States, you don't even know what poverty is. You think poverty is like something that you've seen, like people with tents and living under. That isn't shit, man. Go around the world and see what it is to truly be on your ass, right? Not that you live in a tent that somebody gave you and have a shopping cart and you go stand in West LA and people give you money where you then go and eat on a daily basis. That you live in some kind of shack, you know, cobbled together with bamboo strips and cereal boxes. Yeah, the big family size boxes, those work the best. And God forbid the first time it rains because the whole house is going away. Okay, that you're diving in something called shit river that's full of raw sewage as people throw money in it and you dive for the money. Because you have an immune system that's on steroids because you're in this shit every day, and you do that for money. Not stand on a corner with some sign that says, woe is me. Yeah. Yeah, and every gift that the world has isn't at your feet. Where if you complain about it, somebody will put a rifle to your head and blow your brains out. Yeah, so, again, going around the world gives you a little bit of perspective on what poverty is. You know, poverty, you know, to live in one of the projects in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Baltimore. Are you kidding me? You go around the world and take poor people and say, well, do they have a TV? Well, yeah, they have a TV. I don't know if they have cable, though. Do they have a car? Yeah, they have a car. It doesn't have insurance, though. Do they have food every day? Yeah, they have food every day. I don't understand. When does the poor part come in here? Yeah, by world standards. Americans? Don't even know. Let me read you an interesting story. All right. And again, we've been talking about homeless and what do you do with homeless people? If you make it better, guess what happens? You just get more homeless people. Yeah, they're not stupid. All right. Headline, some Orange County residents are not happy about proposals to house homeless in their cities. You ever heard the term NIMBY, not in my backyard? Stand by for NIMBY at its finest. Okay, Orange County is the county south of Los Angeles County, right? Here's an article from today's LA Times. One day after Orange County supervisors, listen to this, voted to spend more than $70 million to house the homeless. Now, I haven't heard homeless or the Orange County supervisors appropriate a penny to increase school security. Okay, not a penny. $70 million to house the homeless. Okay, residents in three prosperous cities expressed alarm about a proposal to set up camp shelters in their communities. Besides creating permanent housing, the official plans call for possible camps in Irvine, Laguna Niguel, are you kidding me, and Huntington Beach on county-owned land. The Irvine City Council voted unanimously, right? The beautiful people of Irvine unanimously late Tuesday to sue the county to stop the proposal. Quote, how does this solve the problem, Mayor Don Wagner said during a special meeting he organized to respond to the county. The county's idea caused some residents to express anger, suggest other locations for the shelters, and take digs at their much larger neighbor to the north, Los Angeles. Quote, this freaks me out. I moved to Orange County because I thought it would be a safe place. Now it's getting more and more like L.A., said Rob Howard, an office manager in Irvine. Who wants tons of traffic, high prices, and all kinds of unwanted people around you? Anna Haug, a computer programmer in Laguna Niguel. When we think of homeless crisis, we think of an urban environment that's overcrowded and full of noise and chaos. You don't think that it's happening in a place like Orange County. She added, I understand that we should be sensitive to needy people, but definitely I'm going to fight any kind of facility that closes to our towns and kids. Right, so I'm all for the needy, but not in my backyard, okay? Keep that shit up in L.A. where it belongs. Some Orange County residents said they're supportive of moves to help the homeless as long as they were moved somewhere else. Is this awesome or what? Finally, the county is taking action, doling out this kind of money. But they must understand that they can use this money to go buy land elsewhere, maybe in the Inland Empire. And they use a word the Nazis use, right? To relocate the homeless. What? This is from Mark Smith, a Huntington Beach renter looking to buy a house near the Pacific Coast Highway. We just can't lower our housing values with this population nearby. Huh? Yee! The Board of Supervisors vote is part of an effort to wrestle with a growing homeless problem in Orange County. That's right. If you build it, they will come. So that's why the homeless issue is a local issue. It needs to be solved around the country, because if you make it better, and I've told the story a number of times about being on a city council, appropriating money to improve your homeless shelter, to include a dentist, because that's what the director said was the most pressing need. The most pressing medical need that most of the people in his shelter needed? Yeah, a dentist. Basic dental work. Okay. Okay, well, let's fund that. All right? We want to be a responsible community. In a year, our homeless shelter, we doubled the capacity. It was at capacity 90%+ on a daily basis. And they wanted to hire the dentist like 3 days a week. If you build it, they will come. You will be a destination for the homeless because you have better accommodations than anybody else, and they will come to you. So all you become is an attraction. All right. With that said, let me go over a few news headlines, and we'll get to Sangin, which you'll find interesting. Joe Patterson. And it's not, again, like most of them, it's not a short interview, so you'll hear it probably over the course of a couple of days as you listen to it. Marines are set to replace their pistols with the Army's newest pistol. Now, the question is, the Marine Corps has been looking at the shorter version, all right? the Army's modular handgun system, which the gunner went off on. All right? He went off on. So, anyway, pretty funny. The weapon system includes both the M17 and M18 handguns, a holster, two 21-round magazines. How about that? 21 rounds. And one's a 17-round magazine. This first fielded by the Army's 101st Airborne Soldiers late last year. The Army chose Sig Sauer, we've talked about this before, over Glock. Mike went off on that, too. First reported by Soldier Systems, the procurement states the reason for acquiring the handgun, as it will be more affordable and efficient pistol for maintenance. It also provides modularity and greater shooter ergonomics over current models. The Marine Corps plans to purchase 35,000 pistols at $180 a pop. That's pretty efficient, I have to tell you. You can make a case for that. As long as it works, okay? As long as it works. So, that in the news today. The other story worthy of your attention, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, is in Afghanistan. And it's always interesting when he goes there, landed at Bagram Air Base. So, the fighting season looms, and to lend his prestige, his attention, focuses people on that. And so, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Afghanistan. The other story that's kind of interesting is that there was a question whether the United States would begin to pursue the Taliban into Pakistan. Answer to that, no. That's essentially an act of war. Right? Of another sovereign nation. So I get it, but we got to make sure they're dead somehow. I don't know whether it be through mercenaries or somebody else. Right. Pay them, arm them, send them in there, say start killing people. Start killing these bad guys. School board fires teacher who called service members the lowest of our low. He's still on the city council, though. Gregory Salcido, who taught history at El Rancho High School, was fired by the El Rancho Unified School District after a unanimous vote Tuesday night, according to the LA Times. Salcido still has 30 days to appeal his decision. The classroom should never be a place where students feel they are picked at, bullied, or intimidated. But it happens all the time. It's just that this thing caught fire. Teachers do it all the time. On January 26th, Salcido had gone on a rant calling U.S. service members the lowest of our low. Quote, they're not high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intelligent people. They're the frickin' lowest of our low, Salcido said. I don't understand why we let military guys come over here and recruit you at school. We don't let pimps come in school. And again, in a very, very cool quote, when asked for if he had seen the video or had a reaction to it, White House Chief of Staff and former United States Marine John Kelly said, and I quote, well, I think the guy ought to go to hell. And I just hope he enjoys the liberties and the lifestyles that we fought for. So congratulations to the school board up there. Let's hope in the review process that Mr. Salcido doesn't get his job back. All right, so we will continue to monitor that. Elsewhere, top five in the early bird. Kind of interesting story. It's the number one story about how the Israelis destroyed Syria's nuclear weapons bid. This is years ago, so it's declassified now. There's a bomb that went off in Afghanistan today at a shrine, killing 29, wounding 52. Austin bombing suspect kills himself, so stand by for more information on that. the whole Taiwan-China kabuki dance continues with China saying that Taiwan doesn't have a right to exist, and now you have a dictator in China, Mr. Xi, and so the dance continues. And then the headline I told you about from the Long War Journal, which is kind of an interesting little website, U.S. military will not pursue the Taliban into Pakistan. We'll pay somebody to do that. That's, did I say that? Article in Military Times, U.S. forces are still needed here. After 15 years, the fight in Iraq isn't over. All right. And then let me look at Stars and Stripes real quick, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and you'll hear Joe Patterson. Leading story above the fold in Stars and Stripes, school board member, school board fires, California teacher, called military members, lowest of our low. You know what? We might be lowest of the low, bro, but you're going to be unemployed here. Maybe you go for some liberal, go to work for some liberal think tank that actually believes that shit. Second story, awesome bombing suspect dies. Third story, U.S. seeks expanded military agreement with Ghana, quashes talk of new AFRICOM base. So AFRICOM coming under a lot of scrutiny. And then there's one more story about North Korea. North Korea breaks silence on diplomatic thaw, denies sanctions drove it to a dialogue. Of course they didn't. It was your desire to be a peaceful member of the League of Nations here on the planet. We get it. You guys are peace-loving human beings like the rest of us. You just have been acting like assholes for the last 60 years. I got it. No issue. There's a great quote, Senator Chuck Grassley, on Vladimir Putin. I wouldn't have a conversation with that criminal. What? Putin? Putin's a punk. Remember that. Whenever you see his lips moving, he's lying. His economy is smaller than Canada's. He's a pissant. He just puffs up his chest, takes his picture with his shirt off, and his military that isn't all that, right, but can be all that in small doses, right? So they can fake it, right? They couldn't do it, though. Just remember, right? The Russian military, the country is the size of Canada, okay? They can't sustain it. They're faking it. He needs his pants pulled down. More of Almarine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of Almarine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of Almarine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org /Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.